Okay, if you recall. So, we had a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos about where you place the Ner Chanukah. Do you place the Ner Chanukah by the doorway of your house, right outside the door of your house, as Rashi maintains? I.e., even if there is a chatzer, which separates between your house and the Rosh Hashanah, still you place it by the doorway of your house and the entrance of the chatzer, you know, which enters into the chatzer. That's Rashi. Whereas Tosfos holds, no. You place it right by the Rosh Hashanah, but in the Rosh Hashanah, basically. Okay? Which is outside of the chatzer, not outside of your house. The Gemara says outside of your house. It's talking about a case where you don't have a chatzer. But if you do have a chatzer, if you have a courtyard, you put it on the outside of the courtyard because you want to put it to be right by the Rosh Hashanah, because that's what you're trying to mefarsim into the B'nai Rosh Hashanah, the people in Rosh Hashanah. So you put it as far out as you could. Okay? But Rashi says, no, you have to put it by your house. So he said, and the machlokes is, what's the idea, the relationship between the house and Pirsum? The house and Ner Chanukah. Is it pshat that the house is a makom Pirsum? That you are mefarsim, you use your house for publicizing a miracle? You so to speak, you qualify your house, or you utilize your house as a vehicle of Pirsum. So it's a quality in your house that it's a house of Pirsum, that it's a vehicle of Pirsum. If that's the case, the Ner has to be samach to the house, right near the house. It can't be removed from the house. Otherwise, it can't be a property in the house. It's been in the house. So the chotzer is very nice, but it's not a. It can't be a din in the house if it's by the chotzer. If it's all the way out there, it has to be by the house, in the house, right at a tefach, away from the house, whatever. But essentially, right by the house, on the front porch. But the Tosa says it's not a din of making the house a house of Pearson, but it's an activity of the bias. It's an activity of the household. And in other words, it has to be defined as a piersim of the B'nai Bias. And how do they do that? So when the B'nai Bias function, their gateway to the Rabim is their chotzer. Okay, that's the way they do their activities, which if they're begging for tzedakah on the street, they can stand by the chotzer or whatever. And well, that's a good example. But they, you know, they go to the chotzer. Their chotzer is where they do stuff. They do certain things in their house, certain things in their chotzer. Now, the public things they do right in their chotzer. So it's a person of the house. So therefore, it has to be a like friends. If they have a house for sale sign, they're going to put it by the chotzer. They're going to put it all over by the house because that's where the Menachos Rosh Hashanah go. And they have Rosh Hashanah in the chotzer. It's their chotzer. They have a partial ownership in the chotzer. So that's where they do their activities of posting to the Rabbim. But it's not a din in the house, in defining the house. It's a din in, it's an activity of the B'nai Bias, so they have to do it in a place which is related to the house. But it's the place which a house does their activities. So the chutzir is a place where a house does their activities. Sure, like the voting for signs, you know, run of elect so-and-so to Congress. So they don't put those on in their window, they put them on the front lawn. Put them as far close to the street as possible, even on the front, really front lawn, right? It's not a din in the house. But like I said, maybe it's not a good example. Maybe house for sale, maybe they would put in their window. It's arguable, depending on how close. But you could say it's a din in the house. Since they're trying to advertise the house, you may want to put it in the house. Or, you know, I don't know if you had some sign like that. You know? Or the sign on the front door of Yeshiva Bnei Torah or whatever says it on the building itself. Because it's like defining the building as Yeshiva Bnei Torah. So it's not just, it's not an activity vis-a-vis the Rav. It's trying to characterize the building itself. But as opposed to if it's just an activity of the house, so but it's a piersim of the house. Like we're telling your front lawn, it's saying the people in this house say, vote for so and so and so. So they're not going to just put it in the middle of Times Square. It doesn't have the same effect if you put it in. I mean, you also do that, but that's not saying we support so and so. It's in the middle of Central Avenue. Who does that? Who supports that? Why should I vote for him? But if it's on some so and so's front lawn, so then he supports him, and that's where he's putting his stuff, which wants to be public. So it's an activity of, an endorsement of that guy, because it's on his lawn. You know, on his lawn is where he can do things like that. But it's not defining his house as a house of Congress or whatever it is. That if it's defining the house, it'd have to be in the house. Yeah, that's a good question. Why is it by the door, according to Rashi? Why can't it be somewhere else? So I would say, first of all, it could be, but the avid could be by the window. Like that's the next case. We're going to get to that. But I would say one of two answers I could say. One is that it's more piercing. It's by the door because the eye is naturally drawn to the door of the house, so it's more visible by the doorway. pass by a house, it's like the center, that's the focus of your attention. So a space where people walk in, they walk out, that's just like the centerpiece of the house. Or you could say is that in terms of defining or giving the house a property of a makom pirsum, the better location is the doorway, like you see for instance mezuzah. You don't define the bias as a bias of mezuzah, so you define, you know, if you want to characterize the house as a house of pirsum, so at the doorway, right in the entrance of the house, is the best place to give it a certain character. You know what I mean? So it could be said it's a place of pirsum by having it somewhere else, but it's like as the, it's like the very, like a sign is on the front door. This is what the building is. Yeah, so it's just a better place to characterize, you know, to identify the place. Right when you walk in, it's involved in pearson, right at the beginning, you know? Mm-hmm. As opposed to, oh yeah, that whole window over there is doing pearson, but not the whole house, you know? It's like the front of the house characterizes the whole house.
Right, the entryway.
The entryway, right, exactly, the entryway. Okay, weiter. So then the Gemara says, the next case is if you're Darba Aliyah, if you live on the second floor in the attic, then what do? Where do you place it? So it says, Menicho Bechalon Hasmuch Loshos Rab. Okay, and then you put it by the window, which is facing, it's adjacent to close to Loshos Rab. Okay, so the passerby will see it. Right? Okay. So why don't you just put it by your door? Right?
It's not
by
your door.
So the question is, first of all, what do I mean by your door? So your door can mean one of two things. I could mean the doorway to the second floor. Right? From the first floor to the second floor. So why don't you put it there?
It can't be there because has to be public, and okay, if it's in the building.
Okay, good, right. That's altogether not pearson. I mean, that's inside the house, right? So who's going to see it then?
Unless you're living in, like, a hotel.
No, you're not.
I'm saying if you're in a hotel, maybe that would be considered.
Whatever, that's not the question, though. Right, so that certainly can't be put by your door. And your door, so why not put it by the door of the house? The door of the house on the first floor?
You live on the second floor. It's not yours, the first floor. The first floor.
Okay,
is
so you're saying is that if it's a din in your house, it's like a quality in your house, so you can't put it by, that's the first guy's house. You put it by the doorway of the first guy, of the first floor, that's giving a quality, or it's related to his house, not to your house. Your house is enters on the inside. Right? Right, that makes sense. Now, what other coin tells us?
Put
it in the chatzar? Yeah. So the point of Tosos, so why do you put in the chatzar? So again, he's going to say this is a case where there's no chatzar, right? Mm-hmm. Remember? Because the whole case is where there's no chatzar. You put it by the chatzar, right? But here we're talking about a case of a house that has no chatzar. So normally the homeowner puts it by his door, the front door, right? So why can't the second floor guy put it by the front door of the house?
Yeah, if they're both Jewish.
You're both Jewish, why not put it there?
Isn't the chatzar in common?
The chatzar is in common, so it seems like if there's a chatzar, then it would seem that they both place it by the chatzar, right? I mean, let's say they have a chatzar. Let's say there's a chatzar. So now it's a two-story house. Now, the first floor guy puts it by the door of the chatzar. Now, where's the second story guy going to put it? Why not in the door of the chatzar? Right? I mean, why not? It's his chatzar also, right? I mean, what's the difference? So they all use the chatzar. Chutzar is a chutzar for all these houses. So now, is there a reason why only the first floor guy can put it in the chutzar, not the second guy can put it in the chutzar? I don't see why, right? Presumably you would. And presumably you would. Nothing more says not that. But here we're talking about where there's no chutzar. Right? There's no chutzar. Right? That's the case. That's why you're putting it by your door. That's the case of the Gemara. Saying is put it by the door of your house. So it must be the Atosa says somebody has no chutzar. So there's no chutzar. So the first floor guy puts it right outside his front door. Now the second guy, so why can't he place it right outside that front door? See, according to Rashi, who says it's a din in your house, it's intrinsically a property of your house, so I understand that if it's not on your front door, then I can't define your house. The only way you could do it is put it in your in your in your window. But according to Tosfos, it's not a property of your house. It's just that, yeah, you want to do it as public as possible, but just related to your house. So then why not just put it by the other guy's front door, which is, so to speak, how you get to your front door. Just like the chatzer, isn't it? Just like the chatzer, isn't it? You kind of say, isn't it like the chatzer to you? It's like your way that you get out of your house. What's the chatzer? The way you get out of your house. So then, why don't you say the first floor guy is like a chatzer? So you put him by the door of your chatzer. But he doesn't say that. He says the Gemara says not. You put it by your window. Good. So yeah. So I think Yonah and Sam are saying good. So the namely. Like, I think it's good with what we've been learning, is that it's a chiyuv of the Bnei Bayis, and it's an activity of the Bnei Bayis, that the homeowners have to be expressing their pirsum. So the question is, how does the homeowner express pirsum? So in general, if there's a courtyard, so the courtyard is a place for all the homeowners to do their public stuff, right? And therefore, everyone who dwells therein, who uses that chatzer as their place of going in and out, it does their activities in the chatzer, and therefore I don't care if you're on the first floor, you're second floor, whatever, do it in the chatzer. Who cares? Right, do it by the door, by the opening of the chatzer. Right, that's fine. That's what a chatzer is. A chatzer is a multi-family, courtyard domain. Right, exactly. But if there's no chatzer, so now you just have your front door. Your front door is not by nature a public thing. It's your front door. It's not a chatzer. It's your door. It's your front door, right? He has his front door. This is my front door. Unfortunately, the second floor guy's front door is inside. My front door is outside. So, but if I put it the front door right outside the front door on the first floor is the front door of first floor guy. So therefore, it's the location and the activities which take place there are activities of the first floor guy. Activities of the second floor guy could, in theory, take place in it right at his door, but that's not going to be Pearson. So the way that guy would do a public activity is to put it in his window. What you have to do, the Pearson has to be a Pearson of the house. So the question always is how does such a person, such a dweller, do a public activity? So again, if you have a front door, put it by your front. If you have a chatzer, everyone puts it by a chatzer. If you have you don't have a chatzer, put it by your front door. If your front door is in public, you put it by your window. That's just the nature of the way the person takes place. It's true. But the second floor guy goes through the first floor. How else does he get in and out? That's true. That's true. He uses it to go through. But it's primarily its identity is not. See, a chatzer's identity is like it's a pass through, it's a place whereby you enter into your house. You know,
the doorway.
But it's the doorway is the front door of your house. It's a part of a house. It's not just a place of going through. It's essentially a place of tashmish. It's your front porch. It's part of your function. It's part of the function of a dweller is that he does activities of dwelling. It's supposed to be accidentally. That's the only way he gets into his house. The second floor guy has to go through my door in order to get there. But essentially, it's part of my house. So your door, your front door, your porch, or whatever. It's a part of you conceptually. It's a part of your house. It's part of the function of your house. So now it happens to be annoyingly is this guy happens to need it to get through into his house. But that's not his primary identity as the front door of a house, and therefore that's the activity of the guy who lives right there. But the chatzer's nature is a public passer-through place, which relates to all the bnei chatzer equally, and therefore that's what it's for. It's for activities of all the bnei chatzer. It's not like it's not encroaching on anybody. That's the nature of the location. That's where the passerbys do, where the chatzer guys do their stuff. Right. It would be, so to speak, you can imagine the situation is like you could see, imagine the thing. The guy goes through your house in order to get to his thing. You don't want him to just set up shop in your house or just to hang out in your house or right in front of your front door. That's not. Just go through. Yeah, the understanding is he goes through and that's it. Go through, get to your house and do your thing. Don't hang out. This is my house. This is my lawn, my front, whatever. Just go pass through. I understand you have to pass through, but this is don't overstay your welcome. It's not your makom tashmish essentially. Okay, so that's that, right? So that's the case, the second case of the Gemara. So put it by your window. Right? Listen to this Rashi. I mean, what do you think about this? But the Rashi, we didn't read this yet, but It says that if you're darbe aliyah, you're there in the attic, it says, she'ein lo makom bechatzera lahanicha sham. You don't have a place in the chatzera to put it. Okay. So what does he mean that? In my darbe aliyah, if you live in the attic, she'ein lo makom bechatzera lahanicha sham. You don't have a place in the chatzera to place it. What does he mean that you don't have a place?
In the chatzera?
Yeah, because normally you put it like right outside the doorway, which is in the chatzar. That's what Rashi said. Right outside your doorway is in the chatzar. Not by the door of the chatzar, by the door of your house, which is technically part of the chatzar. Right, tefach, it's outside your house. So what it's saying is, if you're door in the attic, you don't have a place in the chatzar, in the place that's visible from outside. To put it. Right? But does he mean, like, because you don't have rights to put it there?
There's literally no place to put it.
You're right. But it symbolizes, he means what we're saying it means. Is that you don't have any place in the chutzah to put it.
Right.
That means there's no way, there's no place for you to put it. Well, you put it by the door, it's not going to be yours. Outside your door is not in the chutzah. So there's nowhere for you to put it. This method of putting it by your chutzah, outside your door in the chutzah, is impossible.
Okay.
The only place right outside your door is not in the chutzah. This place in the chutzah is not yours. No sheikh, it doesn't relate to you.
No windows either.
The chutzah?
Chutzah. The chutzah is right outside the house is the chutzah.
But that's what Tosfos said.
Yeah, Rashi's not saying it's talking about it. Rashi's case is there is a chutzah. So the chutzah, he means you're putting it outside of your door,
right,
which is technically in the chutzah, but no opening in the chutzah. No, it's not the part of the chutzah which is, you know, for everybody. It's the part, it's your part, you know.
And the cases where you don't have a window?
No, then you put it in the window. That's what Marcel says.
I said the case is where you don't have a window.
Oh, you're asking a different question. What do you do if you don't have a window?
Yeah, if you
don't have a... Okay, we'll get to that in a second, perhaps. But, third case. Third case is... Uvishas, and this is difficult. Uvishas ha-sakana menichal shulchan avadaya. In the time of danger, you put it on your table, and that's sufficient. Okay? Put it on your table, and that's sufficient. So what does it mean, Rashi? Uvishas ha-sakana. What does it mean, sakana? He says, shahayalam leparsiyim chok. The persons had a law, Biyom Edom, on the day of their holiday, Shalya Viru Ner, Ela Beis Avodazar Shalhan, that you weren't allowed to light any candles but in their house of worship. Okay? So basically, so you can't put a Ner by your window or by your door, they're not going to light you.
Well, how are you supposed to
see kill you
if you can't light a candle?
Well, this holiday was 8 days long, they had a holiday right on Hanukkah.
Yeah, maybe it was Christmas or something.
Is it one day, though?
I don't know. Is it? I don't even know. Are there more than one day? I don't know how the exact thing goes. But whatever. So work it out. It means it's a time where they have a holiday, and they have a law that they don't let you light candles. So look, it's one thing if you want to put it on your table, and no one's going to see it. You hide it. But if you light a public a thing, which is visible to the public, which is what you're trying to do, so then they're going to kill you, or it's not going to be good for the Jews. So then you put it on your table, and that's sufficient. No, the difference in the window presumably is because again you want it to be piercing, and that's the best you could do. Sometimes it is piercing by a window. Just saying is the door. I mean that's the only way to do piercing. I mean, that's your method of piercing. Basically, put it by a window. You have two options. What's your other option? It is piercing. But see, it's not saying it's not piercing there. Like even according to Tosfos, let's say according to Tosfos. Tosfos, you want to put it by the door of the chatzer. Why? Why not put it by the door of your house? Because like it's more public. So you're going to do it. The most apparently, it's not saying that if it's just the highest level of piercing, so you have to do it in the highest way by the chatzer. But it's not saying it is not piercing at all if you put it by your door. It could be any other way. You have to put it by the most piercing. But in the case that you have a door by Aliyah, so then the most piercing you could do is by putting it in your window. So that saying is that they recognize the fact that even though there's the best way to do piercing, but there's a second best. There's other methods which aren't equal as good, but they still work. And you have to do that. And according to Rashi, that's then in the house. So then also, it's public, and at the same time, it's in the house. So it'll be the property of the house. Right? Mm-hmm. So, but Shas Akana, you put it on your table, and that's sufficient. Okay? So look at this. Look at this Tosa. So let me show you this. Ubishas Sakana. Nir Luri, the Hainu Mechi Asu Chavri Lubavel. This is from when the Chavri, I think it's the Chavri, is also the Persians. When they came to Babel. It's the case, it means from when they came to Babel. So I think someone learned that from the Tosos that according to Tosfos it was changed. The Mishnah kind of means, because I mean, Tosfos will explain to you what does it mean. You know, what I mean, from when they came, it should just be Shasagana. When it's time, it's Sagana. They say he holds that when they, and this is the way they learn Tosfos. There's another Tosfos also, another Rishonim, that once it became like a time of danger, and we, so to speak, lost our sovereignty, and the Goyim moved in, and they started taking over,
mm-hmm.
So then basically the mitzvah became switched to piersim for the inside people. Mm-hmm. And now you put it on your table, and it's piersim for the people inside.
But nowadays, that would still make nowadays.
Well, according to Tosos, that's what they say, is that even nowadays, it's still for the people inside. And that's what they say, that's why we light inside.
But that's the mitzvah, you're saying they changed, that's the mitzvah.
Changed
to
the mitzvah, yeah.
Right.
The mitzvah was changed.
Right.
According to that way of learning.
I mean, it's a.
Chiddush.
Right.
But I mean, it could be, it's like they didn't want to have. In Galus, it's always going to be dangerous. On and off. I mean, it's never really safe for the Jews. I mean, America, we're used to, you know, we're fortunate, but how many times have there been in history of a place like America totally, you know, not nothing to worry about like that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it could be also you don't want to have people just having to decide, should I do it or should I not do it? In the long term, people can get killed by trying to be too from and too whatever. So they basically just relegate, changed it, and basically made it for the Bnei Bias. And according to that, that's why we do it inside. But it's not the simplest way to learn. I'm just saying that's. I'm not positive. I mean, that's the way they learn Tosfos. I don't see it explicit in Tosfos. I mean, Tosfos is earlier Tosfos. He says, "Ata ein lachosh masai yadlik." Nowadays, you don't light when it doesn't matter when you light. The ayar hakeker is for the people inside. Because we light inside. That's in Tosfos de'ilam adlik malik. But he says that nowadays we light for people inside. But it's not clear from Tosfos if nowadays is because he was in the time of danger and persecution, or he means because forever, all eternity, that you know. But that's how they, Chorim learned that's what Tosfos means. Tosfos means that for all eternity it was switched. But let's leave that out of this for the time being. I mean, let's just leave simple pshat. Simple pshat means is that in a time of danger, that's what you do. If it's not a time of danger, you're not. So if it's a time of danger, then you light it, you put it on your table. And that's sufficient.
And it all that will also depend upon where you live.
Yeah, depends where you live, exactly. So what do you guys think about that? Any question on this? I mean, the question is that's not piercing. I mean, you're hiding it. It's exactly the opposite of piercing. I ain't saying putting it by your window, at least you're publicizing it, not as much, but whatever. I mean, here, what kind of piercing is that? So, they're going to kill you. So they kill you, so what do you know? don't let them kill you, but you're potter. I just want to watch. I don't mean we're going to kill you. I mean, don't do the mitzvah. Look, I mean, if they kill you, people are going to kill you if you take a little off. So what do you do? You don't just take a baseball bat and start shaking it. I mean, you can't do it. What do you even do? The Torah is, it's not one of the big three, and you don't give your life for a mitzvah. So you don't pretend to do it. I mean, that's not the mitzvah. This is Pearson. So what's lighting a candle on a table then? Presumably you can make a bracha, right? I mean, so what kind of deal is this? It's not Pearson, it's not Pearson. It's kind of the opposite of Pearson. You're hiding the thing. There's one route to say is talking about where you're like, doing piercing for your house, people in your house. But I mean, it doesn't say it's only talking about if you have a household. I mean, it doesn't know if that should be the halacha. If a shasakana and you have a household, then put it on your table. It doesn't sound that way. I mean, you could say that. I don't think you can't say that. But the simplest shot is that it's just saying put it on your table. But it's hard to say piercing for yourself. I mean, you're publicizing to yourself. Doesn't publicizing need a recipient of the piercing, right? I mean, who are you, so to speak, informing? And publicizing usually means you're informing someone about, so who doesn't know about this thing which you know. It's hard to do that to yourself, right? I mean, your minds and before I submit to your emotions, that's already getting, you know. Saying it's like, how do you farce something to yourself? It's not a very good piercing, right?
So
it's like making an announcement. Car for sale. Like you lock yourself in a room and you know, start announcing to yourself. Oh, I'm announcing it to myself. It's not very good publicizing, right?
Yeah.
Sure, you're not gonna. Marketing firm is gonna get fired pretty quickly if they just, you know, publicizing it all around there.
I think that guy was